Blog Talk Radio.
Is it really surprising that the most powerful man in the world should be a figure of controversy?
We, as a population on this planet, have been looking for a savior.
We're talking about a being whose very existence,
they are not telling us the truth,
challenges our own sense of priority in the universe.
Human beings have a horrible track record of
tragedy.
Following people with great power.
Power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely.
Chaos.
Maybe he's just a guy trying to do the right thing.
We know better now, don't we?
Devils don't come from hell beneath us.
They brought their war here.
No, they come from the sky.
The world has been so caught up with what he can do that no one has asked what he should do.
Go on, go on, go on, go on.
That's how it starts.
Tell me, do you bleed? You will.
People of the world, what's going on? Psychic Cassidy Dabinga coming live and direct from Los Angeles, California, the West Coast, opposite the East Coast, the South Side, opposite the North Side. I'm thinking about that song by Low Life. I'm going to have to use that by the intro one day, something about turning a hotel into a pole house. Now, people, what's been happening? It's been a long time coming. It's been a long time grooving. We've been doing our things. We've been doing our stuff. And here we are talking about some films. I get a lot of texts and emails from you guys out there in Wonderland, you ladies out there in Wonderland, about when you're going to do a film, when you're going to, you know, you're doing films, you're writing films, but you never talk about movies. I know you see some. Okay, fine. So we have our new segment here called The Hut Review. Yeah, that's the real thing. Oh my God, so stereotypical. I don't care. I like it. The Hut Review. And we're going to talk about today's what? Batman versus Superman, Dawn of Justice. Came out a couple weeks ago. Got a chance to digest it. My opinion of the movie, I would give it thumbs up. I dug it. Have no issue with it. Certain things, yeah. Well, let me take it back. Certain things, yeah. You know, like, you know, Lex Luthor. I was going to say Lex Luger from WCW, right? Lex Luthor again. But let's take it character by character by character. One, I enjoyed the film. I saw the film for what it was. It was a little bit of fantasy, a little bit of thriller, a little bit of action and things like that, right? So, you know, my life didn't come to an end if I didn't like it. My, you know, the world won't stop spinning around the sun if it was horrible or anything like that. I went to enjoy the film for what it was going to be, a comic book movie, two icons, been talked about for the longest of time. And I believe if you ever go see the movie I Am Legend with Will Smith, there's that scene in New York City, Manhattan, Times Square, where they have the logo, Batman, Superman. So here we are. Now, let's talk about the characters, one, two, three, and four. One, we'll start with Batman since he comes first in the title. Batman, by Boston's own, though he was born in, I think, in California, but he grew up in Boston, was at Cambridge. New England's own, Massachusetts' own, Ben Affleck. He delivered. I knew he was going to deliver it. You know, I've seen his work, The Town, Argo, and some other movies as well. I think it's Gone Baby Gone, I think it's a movie he did. Or was that Gone Girl Gone? Well, Gone Baby Gone, what have you. But I've seen his work for some time, and I've always been impressed by his work, by the way he brings a certain gravitas to his characters. Now, of course, some people are saying, oh my God, you know, he's horrible. But they said that about Heath Ledger. They said about Michael Keaton. You know, the thing is, a lot of times I think we just base our opinion on these actors on previous roles that they've done. Obviously, that's to be expected. But my attitude is like an actor should be able to delve themselves into the role, whether it's method, what have you. Denzel Washington does it, though he always tends to say, I guarantee. But in this case, Ben delivered. He had this certain cynicism there. His motivation was clear. This guy, killed and hurt some of my people, our building and our staff, what have you. So I need to get this guy back. He runs towards the building, cradles the girl, and has a look of, I will get you, Superman. Played it very well. Had a little bit of scenes there. It was kind of like a James Bond or what have you, in reference to when he had first met Wonder Woman, who we'll get to in a moment. Be patient. For me, Batman, Alfred is a different revelation. I think it's Jeremy Irons playing Batman. He was more of an ally to, he was the accomplice to Batman in reference to helping him, run his stuff from back in the cave versus Alfred, how he was back in the day, more of like, a father figure, a mentor, what have you. Alfred in this movie was more like, hey, look, the gun's behind the bushes. Well, how do you know? I put them there. That's not the movie. I'm just saying exactly what is, how that scene worked and what have you. But that's how Alfred worked, actually, in reference to he was accomplice. But I enjoyed Batman for what he was. Ben right now, I believe, is going to be the executive producer on Justice League, if I have to understand it correctly. Or is that on the Batman standalone movie? Not too sure. I think it might be on the standalone movie. We'll see. But he's going to star in it and direct it. Hey, they trust him with it. Let's see what he can do with it. He went beyond what I think a lot of people expected from him. But he delivered. Good job, Ben. Giving you much love. All that good stuff. Next, we have Superman. Before I forget, I have to give a shout out to, who gets a shout out for today? Let's give it to this cool sister up in the Northwest named Giovanni Scher. Giovanni's one of the coolest people I know. She's doing a lot of stuff out there with her organization, helping the kids on the street, doing a lot of stuff, reference to brightening people's lives. She does a lot by herself, which a lot of advocates, a lot of entrepreneurs tend to do. But does she complain about? No, because she knows she's serving a bigger mission. So I just want to give a shout out to a good friend of mine, good person, good people, all that good stuff, the righteousness, to Giovanni Sherman. What's up, girl? All right, let's get on to Superman. Oh, my God. Superman was the guy that I think was unfairly lynched coming out of Man of Steel. And I'll tell you why. Did I see Man of Steel? I have no interest in seeing that movie whatsoever. None whatsoever. Except when, who's the Zod shows up. Okay, now we're talking business. All those scenes that involve Superman and Zod up until he broke his neck, I dig. Everything else, I don't need to see his history again or anything like that. So Man of Steel got crucified. Why? Because he broke Zod's neck. And why were people stressing out? One more time, he broke Zod's neck. You thought people were acting as though he broke the neck of a blood relative, or whatever. It's a movie, and people were saying, "I'm coming up to Batman versus Superman." People were saying, "Oh my God, he broke his neck. That's not the Superman I know." Well, this is the same Superman who back in the day was I think it was like the 60s, something like that on the cover. Go online, you can find it. He has I think four planets tied up to a chain, and he's pulling the planets through space. Talk about a little thing that's I think is overlooked sometimes in the earlier Superman movies. They had the awesome late great Christopher Reeves, who brought his own flavor to the Superman, like Michael Keaton brought his own flavor to Batman. Everybody seems to forget that Superman the movie, or one of those movies, whatever. Superman actually, when he's grief struck over Lois Lane, he actually flies backwards and spins the world backwards, the Earth, on its axis. Of course, everybody thinks that he goes back to the time that Lois Lane survived, before he got killed, to bring her back, to have that avoiding. But what other paradoxes and alternate timelines or whatever has he created around the world? But the thing is, he flew around the Earth backwards to have the Earth spin back on its axis. Now, I don't mean Superman flew backwards. I mean, he flew in the opposite direction spinning, and the Earth actually stopped. Tides didn't come up. Tsunamis didn't take people out. The polar, North Pole and South Pole didn't melt or anything like that. The Earth actually stopped and went backwards. He caused a time continuum, and no one had a problem with that. But the minute he breaks Zod's neck, oh, my God, that's not the superhero he's supposed to be. He's supposed to be a beacon of hope. So anyways, let's talk about Batman vs. Superman. When it comes to Superman, The same critics. Oh, my God. Superman is a fictional character. He is what people, what the writer will make him to be. You may dig in this one series by this one writer, and you may hate it by the following writer and what have you. But to see people just go off on Superman as though he's the guy that, you know, started slavery or something like that was amazing. I mean, people had a vested interest in as though they owned stock in the company. I'm telling you straight up. Superman was conflicted, obviously. What was the motivation? He had a mother. He had to go take care of business. And what did that lame villain Lex Luthor again? I mean, DC, I mean, come on now. There's other characters besides Lex Luthor. You know, Mentolo, Brainiac. I mean, there's so many people. You know, you could bring, what's that guy? Ultraman. Now, that'd be kind of cool. But anyways. So, people, I like what Superman was about in there. He had to save his mom. That they have this, you know, and it was mom why, what's his name, Lex Luthor made him go attack Batman. Now, the only thing I didn't like in that movie is when Batman finally was confronted by Superman, instead of Superman saying, hey, look, man, this guy has a mother. He's a sudden killer. If I don't fight you, he goes, Clark. No, did he say Clark? No, Bruce. What did he say? Did he say Bruce? No, Batman. No, I think he says Bruce. You have to listen to me. And, you know, Batman's walking backwards. You have to listen to me. I don't have that much time. All that time, if that's the case, Bruce, he has my mother. We have to go save her. Please help me. But no, it went traditional comic book. And I think that's what some people overlooked, or maybe some people just didn't want to care to look at. It goes in a traditional comic book way. One guy wants to fight the guy, the other person for one reason. The other person doesn't want to fight the guy, but they end up in the fight. And believe me, when Superman, you know, stops fighting Batman, when the kryptonite wears off, he's, you know, he's whooping that butt like it's no one's business. Now, Superman was pretty cool. I kind of dug it. I like my character a little more on the dark side. You know, that little dream sequence when he comes down through the hole and the soldiers bow down and Superman walks up like he's the pimp. Oh, don't forget that pimp walk that Superman had in Capitol Hill when he came through the door and he was walking like one of those pimps from the blaxploitation movies. Like, look at me, look at my stride and look how I glide because I'm the Man of Steel and look how I fly. But I don't have to fly because I am that smooth. But hold on for a second. I think we have a call here. Who do we have coming into this mix? If we can see who this will be. Yes, my friend,
hey.
Who do we have here on the hotline?
My name is Tulio. I wanted to jump in on this if it's okay.
What's up?
I love this movie.
So familiar. How you feeling?
Yeah, I'm feeling good. What? See, I love this movie. Every time someone does a talk show about it or something like that, I want to jump on. Because here's the crazy thing. I loved it so much, but I'm wondering why so many people hated it. The same with that latest X-Men movie that came out.
Oh, my
Apocalypse.
God.
I thought I loved it. See,
don't talk
people,
about that yet.
The review,
don't talk about that. Don't talk about that film yet. All right, go ahead.
Okay.
2 weeks we're going to talk about it. Go ahead, my friend.
Yeah, I just want to say I loved it. That's it. It's just the reviews are really bad on that as well. It's just I don't get it. What's that?
What do you think? Why do you think people are dogging Batman and Superman so much? What's your vibe on that?
Well, I called a comic book show, and this guy that worked at a comic book store for 15 years, he was, like, making fun of me for saying that I – that this stuff is fake, that I shouldn't want realism like that. And I think that's what it is. A lot of these comic book fans, they don't want to see the realism of it. They want to see the comic book aspect of it. I don't like that. I like seeing blood in these movies. I like seeing real, like, psychological issues. Like, Batman and Superman, to me, was like real people. Like, when two people get into an argument, it's really
right.
Constantly no one pauses and say, wait a second, let's talk this all out. You know
right.
what I mean? Two people talk,
right.
It's their egos take over, and they want to just win. It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they
yeah.
just want to win the debate. How did you feel about it?
I had no problem with the film. I went to see what it was because, you know, it touched on what you had talked about, and we have a couple of our calls. I want to talk with you for a few here. You know, it's when people talk about, you know, they'll say, okay, in real life, when Superman fights Thor, and we're saying in real, he's a comic book character. We mean in real life, he's a comic book. I enjoyed the movie. I enjoyed it for what it was. It was a comic book film. He wanted to have a little more realism to it. Nothing wrong with that. The message was about, you know, does he have the right to do what he does? Batman wants to get revenge. My only issue, again, was through the whole gallery that Superman has, they use Lex Luthor again. So hopefully they'll have something different in the next film. But I had no problem with it. I just didn't really understand the – I understood the criticism for the film, but I thought it was just unnecessary. It was as though people lost their lives because the movie wasn't up to the standards. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's how I look at it. Go ahead.
Yeah. This is what I see. Movies, superhero movies, the superhero movie genre has to go this route. It has to. If it doesn't go this route and it goes the corny Power Rangers route, it's going to destroy the franchise, the genre, period. I mean, if superhero movies don't take these psychological trips to make it seem, the characters seem realistic, I don't think people are going to care anymore. Do you agree with me on that?
That's been a stated fact, and I think that's what a lot of people, when they talk about the fatigue of the superhero movies, if they don't, have to necessarily be like, the Green Beret, but they should touch on issues, and they have to be a little more realistic. They have to be a little more grounded because it's the times we're in. Maybe back in the day, in the early late 70s, we had the Greatest American Heroes, things like that. You got the bright colors and things like that. But I think just the issue of Superman not having the red underwear outside his uniform. It might be cool back in the 80s, but this is a new generation. So make it more real. Let a generation have their own version of a superhero like we have our own version of a superhero, and just move on from there. It's a film. In my opinion, if people don't like it, that they have that right. At the same time, it's the extreme, my friend. Oh, my God. Literally, you'd have thought they thought it slavery. Like, this movie was that bad. It's a film. Let's give it a time, and let's see what, Brian let's see what the Zach does with this film, what have you. Have you seen X-Men already?
Yeah, I love it.
All right, so it's like this. I believe we're reviewing X-Men. We're doing Civil War next Sunday. I think we're doing it tomorrow. Definitely make sure when we do X-Men. Give me your name, my friend, again. We lost it when they didn't give me your name. Give me your name, my friend.
My name is Tu Leo.
All right, well, Tu Leo, this is what's up. Have you seen Civil War already with Captain America?
Oh, yeah. I liked it.
Not yet. Hold your thoughts, because we're doing that show tomorrow on the same time. So I'll definitely be expecting you to call in. And we're definitely doing X-Men. And I think you and I, that'll probably be a 45-minute show. We'll definitely be having a conversation about that film as well.
Sure. Hell yeah. All please, right, let me come on there and discuss with you on this.
Let's get it down. Where are you based out of, my friend?
I'm out of New York.
New York. I got crew out there. So let's give a shout out to Tulio and all his crew out in New York, giving all the love. And my man, thanks for calling in. I'm definitely going to give you a shout out. And if you tune in tomorrow, we're going to talk about Civil War. And next week, X-Men Apocalypse. So come with the thoughts, come with the feelings, and let's have our conversation.
Okay. Sounds great. Thanks for having me on, man.
Hey, you're more than welcome. Thanks for calling, my friend. You have a great evening.
Yep.
Ba-da-ba. People, see that, and again, Julio back in New York. Thanks for taking the time. I think it's actually about 10:30, 11 o'clock out there, what have you. Hey, much love. Thanks for calling. Look forward to talking to you tomorrow during Civil War, and next week we talk about X-Men. And you guys out there as well, you want to come into the cut? 516-387-1941, 516-387-1941. We'll talk about Civil War tomorrow. Now we have 11 minutes here, so let's continue with this groove. But again, just the dialogue between he and I. People will say, oh, yeah, he liked it, whatever. No, the thing is, he had his point of view. He saw the movie for what it was and what he wanted to see. You could always have a discussion, but I think the thing that always comes back full circle, and I was actually talking to my friend Giovanni a while ago about this, is sometimes it's people feel that like they're betrayed by a comic book character. It's not portrayed the way they feel. Hey, I don't like the Wolverine movies. I think they're kind of odd to me, so we'll see what this next one does. But, if you don't like a film, you don't like a film. But to take it to the extremes, oh, my God. But let's continue on. So Superman, I give him love again. He comes down, vaporizes the guy with his eyes. I wish he went the dark side, no pun intended, because I believe that's going to be the villain for Justice League when that movie comes out. Now, let's kick on to one more person. We have about 10 minutes left here. People, we got to talk about made an appearance, Wonder Woman. Those who don't really follow comic books and things like that. Well, let's take a little break right here, and then we'll come back to Wonder Woman, a little musical interlude. I'm Lord. Hope you're doing well, brother. Family, Father. Miss my baby, Father. Love there, people of the world. We are back on this groove, the Hutch Review, Batman versus Superman, Dawn of Justice. And before we talk about Wonder Woman, let's talk about the cameos and the appearances in this movie, that little segment, which I think was really, I think was overlooked by a whole lot of people. I enjoyed it, where they talked about, they showed the cut of a Cyborg with his dad. I think that was Joel Morton, one of the most underrated actors out there. I like that scene was very well written. I'm not even really into Cyborg, but that scene was kind of insane, right? Then you have the other one where they found Aquaman, like, 80 miles below in the cut, look at the camera as though, like, what is this looking at me? And then he takes off almost warp speed, causing, like, you know, tsunami waves underwater. Well, actually, they are underwater. Well, that one hit the surface. Anyways, I love that scene. And the Flash was kind of cool, you know, kind of quick. Obviously, no pun intended, because it's the Flash. But that was pretty cool, his segment there. And I think to get so much in a small, you know, in a small section of the film, did a good job, kept it moving. You know, again, there's some issues with it. We are about Lex Luthor. Some other issues we had, but it's primarily Lex Luthor just started with. But we'll leave him alone now, and we'll talk about him towards the end of the show, what have you. But yet, now, let's get on to the person that people have waited a long time, especially a lot of the people out there who've been waiting for a Wonder Woman movie for the long time. I'm wondering if there's ever been a Wonder Woman movie, even back in the 40s. I know there was a TV series, Linda Carter, who was like the icon of the character, what have you. But Wonder Woman came on, how I give her, thumbs up. First off, you know, she wasn't, you know, people were, you know, were a little concerned because she looked a little slim. I think it's Gal Gadot, is that how you pronounce her name? She's a little slim and things like that, you know, model off the runway, what have you. But she captured, it's interesting because her character, when she's, you know, in the civilian, in Lady Diana, that's what they call it, what have you. She's, you know, she was interesting. She held her own, you know, little James Bond sequence with Bruce Wayne. And Diana, in reference to, you know, he was trying to do some thievery in a building, and she turned around and stole from him, which forced him to go towards her, and he wanted to know, who are you? You know, who are you? Where are you coming from? X, Y, and Z. People. When, I don't know if the character was it Doomsday? Again, but when this character popped, when Wonder Woman showed up for the battle, let me put it like this, she wasn't running. In fact, she got slapped. She got, like, you know, punched across the floor, or was it a beam or something like that? Had a little butt on her lip and said, okay, it's like that. Have at the, you know, like Thor from Marvel Comics, something like that, and jumped back into the fray. Did she have a lot of screen time? No, she didn't have a lot of screen time. But did she know what to do with the screen time she had? Yes, she did. I'm looking forward to her solo movie. Now, what I am concerned, or what I do wonder about the solo movie, that she'll be, that's going to, you know, that she, I'm thinking it's 2000. I'm not exactly sure when it's supposed to be coming out. But, you know, Wonder Woman's origin has to do, you know, she's on a little island out there. Like I call it Thermopylae. I don't know why I'm thinking about that right now, the 300s. But she's on an island, and she's actually made from clay. But the funny thing is that she's made from clay, but she has a twin sister made from clay, a black woman called Nubia. And the last I saw of her was, I think she's in some alternate reality somewhere out there. And I, you know, I wonder if it would be a kick if they gave Nubia a little screen time, maybe a flashback or something like that, gave her a little love. Who knows? That might lead up to something else because, you know, they're getting some love on TV, and they have Misty Knight coming out on the Luke Cage show on Netflix, with Luke Cage, obviously, as well. But I think that would be a nice nod there. And it's not with the, oh, we have to have diversity talk. It's not about that. What it's about, I'm saying, is that it would be a great intro for a character, which I think a lot of people are not familiar with. Now, of course, those that aren't in the know, like you and I, my listeners, will say, well, they just created that character because I always complain about no black characters. But no, Nubia's there from day one. Let me like this. They came out the same clay. So that should tell you something. So Wonder Woman, loved the outfit, loved her work, loved her scenes, loved her as a civilian. I think they could have let her, you know, get a little more love. I like the part where she finally appears, and Superman says, you know, she was due, and Batman says, you know, I thought she was with you. It would have been funny if she says, I'm with no man. You know, that would have been kind of funny, you know, because from that island where she comes from, there's no men. So she was pretty cool. Now, let's slide on to the villain. The villain was Death Row, obviously, a lot of power. I miss Zod. It would have been nice if they brought Zod back. Oh, he was a great character. I'm only here to defend our old, you know, the hometown of Krypton, what have you. The only thing I would have a problem with that character is that it's almost like a contradiction. Well, not a contradiction, but almost a play on words. But it looked too CGI-ish. Now, obviously, you can tell there's no creature running around like that, but it just looked. It didn't have the mocap. I'm sure there's some mocap in there somewhere. It didn't really have the. You know how, if you've seen Planet of the Apes, the last two that came out, you'll see how mocap, or you see Lord of the Rings and stuff like that. You can see how the mocap and the CGI kind of is part of the scenery. He looked Doomsday. I guess that's the name. Looked a little separate from the scenery. I don't know if that makes sense. I know my sci-fi people understand where I'm coming from, but he looked a little separate. But, you know, the destruction. One thing, oh, before I forget, I like how Zach answered the criticism of Zod and Superman, and rightfully so, of Zod and Superman fighting in the middle of a city, destroying it, especially when they were in space and they brought the fight back down, destroying it. At least in this part, they found some remote island, maybe, I don't know, Rikers or something like Alcatraz, wherever it may be. Oh, don't forget they gave Green Lantern a shout as well when they were talking about Emerald City. Let's come back to this film here. Now, I like for the fact they moved the fight to a place where the civilian casualty was going to be low. Obviously, electromagnetic pulse that Doomsday seemed to emit should have taken out half the city. But at least they figured out a way. Let's go fight in this abandoned junkyard. There's no tall buildings. There's no huts. You know, for no pun intended, that's the show's title. There's no, people here, so we can battle here. So that was cool. So I hope, but, you know, people seem to overlook that part. But, hey, he heard what you had to say. And another thing as well is hearing what you have to say, the studios did hear the conversations from the public in reference to Batman versus Superman. Did it make money? Yes. Did it make money as a studio thought of it? No, it did not. But they obviously are listening because there's been a lot of reshoots on Suicide Squad. And wondering if Ben Affleck's elevation to producer, I can't remember if it's the Batman standalone film or if it's the Justice League film, not too sure. But I wonder if his elevation, and you know he'll definitely work on the script or help rewrite the script that's already been written already. I'm wondering if that has to do with what people are saying. So obviously, you know, I'm not really familiar with Suicide Squad. It looks very interesting. But for me, Batman versus Superman, people, it is what it is. It's a comic book film. Yes, do I have a complaint about comic book characters? Yes, Halle Berry Storm. The only thing mutating that was mutating about Halle Berry Storm was Storm's accent. But that's not the conversation. So, do I have an issue about Hugh Jackman as Wolverine? Yes, I do. But I don't have a vested interest in the casting. I don't affect me physically. I'll just say, okay, I do my own stuff anyway, so it doesn't really bother me. But along those lines, we have a minute left. Let's wrap it up. I get a couple of emails and texts here. People want to hear that intro again, I guess the scene from the film. So we'll do that. So people of the world, I want to give a shout out to all you listeners. Thanks for taking the time to join us in the Hut Review. Tomorrow we're going to talk about Captain America Civil War, same 7 o'clock my time. And I hope you tune in, enjoy it. Tallulah from New York, thanks for tuning. I appreciate you taking the time. Enjoy the conversation. And people of the world, Psychic Cassie DeBinga, live and direct from Los Angeles. Tune in to The Hut tomorrow when we talk about Captain America Civil War. And for all you guys and ladies in my chat room that's asking for that clip, here it is. Enjoy your evening. A good night. I am gone.
Is it really surprising that the most powerful man in the world should be a figure of controversy?
We, as a population on this planet, have been looking for a savior.
We're talking about a being whose very existence...
They are not telling us the truth.
...challenges our own sense of priority in the universe.
Human beings have a horrible track record of
tragedy.
Following people with great
power. Power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely.
Chaos.
Maybe he's just a guy trying to do the right thing.
We know better now, don't we?
Devils don't come from hell beneath us.
They brought their war here.
They come from the sky.
The world
world has been so caught up with what he can do that no one has asked what he should do.
Go home, go home, go home, go home.
That's how it starts.
Tell me, do you please?